is KUBO's food and wine pairing for the month of February. I'm Rodney Franks here in Studio B with Mr. Tony P. of Tony P's and, of course, Carolyn Joy of Joy Wine and Spirits. Good afternoon to the both of you.
Hello.
Afternoon.
We have a great dish and a great wine pairing to talk about. First, let's talk a little bit to Tony Pasquini of the Pasquini Family Recipes and Tony P's over at 17th Avenue. Tony, what dish have you brought with us today?
Today we brought some Italian comfort food. We have baked ziti with sausage, peppers, and onions. We have some link sausage from Polidori Meats, made here in Denver in Lower Highlands for the last 45 years by third-generation sausage maker. It's excellent sausage, which makes a great dish.
Now, like when you're using ziti, especially when ziti is this is baked ziti, correct?
Correct.
What's the difference from a baked ziti to a ziti that's boiled in the pot?
Well, we boil it first, but usually Italians like to use all the food that's left over. So if you have some pasta left over, you just take it, you put it in a dish with some marinara, and you saute some sausage, peppers, and onions, and you throw it in there, put some fresh mozzarella or regular mozzarella on top, bake it in the oven like lasagna, and half hour later, you got a different dish than you had the night before.
You have this served in individual dishes. Would it be possible to cook it in a big pan?
Yes. Yeah, we cook it. You can cook it for 20, 30, 40 people in a big lasagna chafing dish. And it works out great for big families, big parties.
It's wonderful, rich flavors on this baked ziti with this sausage. Carolyn Joy of Joy Wine and Spirits has brought a wine to go along with that.
I did. I brought over the Lucarelli Negro Amaro, and it's from Puglia. One of the reasons why I brought this wine, not only because I thought it would pair great with this dish, which I do think it tastes delicious together, but I wanted to bring something from a very small distributor. We're going to be hearing more and more about the Colorado liquor laws and different proposes, and I wanted to bring something that supported small business like Tony's, like mine, and like this wine brought in by two guys. They just started business a couple, 3 years ago, and they started with five wines. They're still small. It's two people running it, and they represent families out of Italy that don't have great representation. They're not big brands. These are small estates generally.
Now, when you talked about the region of Puglia, is that primarily known as a grape-growing region, Carolyn?
Well, it's a really interesting area. You know, you don't hear very much about it. You generally hear about Chianti and Tuscany, Piedmont, places like that. But Puglia actually provides a huge amount of wine. A while back, they used to actually take this wine, because this is in the southern part of Italy on the heel of the boot. So it's really warm. A lot of the grapes have a tendency to get overripe and kind of burnt flavor. But what that used to help was vineyards in the north, like Valpolicella and Chianti, and they would, in the middle of the night, sneak tankerfuls up of this juice up to the north and help them balance out their wine. Now, that practice doesn't happen anymore, and so now they're starting to embrace the uniqueness of the area, because each wine-growing area is unique, and they're getting away from this bulk market. What Puglia is also known for is a wine, it's called Salice Salentino, which is made up of this grape Negro Amaro. And then Primitivo, which is better known as Zinfandel here. So that's kind of the recent history, because, of course, the ancient history is very old. It goes back hundreds of, maybe thousands of years, I'm sure. So this is a smaller, actually, this is a smaller consortium of growers. 2012, really interesting, because they actually, it's so hot there that they build drywall partitions between the vines to help provide shelter and shade, because it gets so hot there. It's a very dry area, a lot of bush vines that they don't even trellis the wines. They're pretty rustic. They can be kind of overripe, like I said. But this one, it's all vinified also underground. So they've built this facility over the last 30 years.
When you say vinified, I want to stop you.
Right. So what that means is the wine is made vinified under the ground. So they have a facility that they've dug out, and they age it in there, and they vinify it in big stainless steel vats that are still temperature controlled, even though it's underground. So they're using a lot of modern techniques still for these old varieties. This is an indigenous grape, to mainly this area of Italy, and there's about 500 grapes or so in Italy, so it can be really confusing. But I think just to simplify it, pizza, pasta, this pairing here, not very expensive. I think the dish, you know, like you said, you can feed a lot of people. And often people, you know, Italians didn't have a lot of money to spend on food, and so they became really creative in how to make delicious food. And this is a wine that just pairs well with it.
I'm looking at the label. It's 13% alcohol. Is that kind of a heavy alcohol count for wine?
No, it's interesting because the other day I actually tasted a wine that was almost 16% alcohol from a Pinot Noir that normally would be about 13.5%. So 13.5% coming from an area that is so hot is actually quite remarkable, because now you keep seeing all of these alcohol contents rise. This year they did have quite a bit of rain. They don't normally irrigate, and they didn't this year. And also there's some barrel aging there, not in small barrels, but these really big barrels that helps kind of round out the wine and help it mellow. Now this wine also, I should have probably decanted, even though it's not expensive. It would have been a little bit better and opened up a little bit with a little decanting.
The Pilladori sausage that you've included in this particular dish, it's got a Colorado history, correct?
It does. It does.
And so does the Pasquini family has a Colorado history here, as far as the cuisine is concerned.
Yeah. Well, at Tony P's, we like to use small vendors, family vendors, and we bought our sausage from Pollidori Meats from Mr. Lou Pollidori since we started Pasquini's, mm-hmm. and Mr. Pollidori would deliver the sausage himself every Monday and Thursday. He would always come in, and he'd always sit down, talk to me, and give me bits of wisdom. And so I'll leave you with bits of wisdom that he used to give me every time he came. One of the things he would say to me, he said, "Tony, gli occhi di il padrino fa la vassa grassa," which means the eyes of the owner makes the cow fat. And so he'd always come and he'd give me these bits of wisdom, and I'm forever grateful to him and his family, and that's part of the love that goes into our food.
Pasquini's is located on 17th Avenue, and
it's Tony P's. We changed to Tony P's.
Excuse me, yes. Yep. Tony P's.
17th and Clarkson, and we also have one at 32nd and Zuni.
And quickly, that location has been the site of a lot of different restaurants, a lot of different things that never really worked. You, my friend, have a successful business there.
We have a great spot. We have music on Friday and Saturday nights with Dr. Rod Buckner. We have a great eclectic atmosphere with upstairs party room, big long bar, families, neighborhood. It's just a great little spot.
Carolyn, this particular wine that you have brought with us, this particular wine, which is called a Negro Amaro. Negro Amaro Puglia.
Puglia is the area.
Is it available at our store? At your store?
It is. Also, we'll be tasting the wine tonight that this airs. So come by, try it. It's a fantastic little pizza wine.
And Joy Wine and Spirits is located at 6 and Marion.
Yep, and been there since 1963.
And the website?
www.joywineandspirits.com.
Any wine tastings coming up at your place?
Tonight we'll be having one, and every Wednesday and Saturday.
Okay. Tony P, Tony Pasquini of Tony P's, and Carolyn Joy, I want to thank you guys both for coming in. And Carolyn, I look forward to seeing you next month.
Sounds great. Thank you.